Well, they were poor, especially like their schools and George's and that. There was a lot on them. Well, really, with the patches in the backside, what would come unstitched and things like that, and shoes would rather thin underneath, and I wouldn't like to say, but I could see occasionally a fresh piece of cardboard had gone in the shoe, like, you know what I mean. But you can understand, their fathers were mostly gassed in the Great War, see, and because things were tough. And the women, I mean, very few, well, a lot of the women went down to the colleges for bed making and that sort of thing. And a lot of them, I know one lady, a Mrs. Seabrook, who lived in Smart's Row. Now, Smart's Row was the side of our public house, and it was just one bedroom and one little sitting room with that little tiny kitchen with a tap outside, cold tap outside the door, and the toilet was in the yard. And they had, I think, like the majority of them down there, had three or four children and just one little bedroom. And you had to squeeze yourself to get up beside the chimney to get up into the bedroom. And but nevertheless, they were about, what, in those days, about two and sixpence, or 12.5p the rent was, that sort of thing. But believe me, when a heavy rain came, unfortunately, I'm seeing the door open and all the water come through the house. They had a tough life.